This podcast brought to you by the full-time and part-time graduate business programs of Notre Dame's Mendoza College of Business. Powerful network, legendary brand. That's Notre Dame Business. Learn about our graduate programs in Chicago and South Bend at mendoza.nd.edu.
Dividend stocks take a hit. We'll tell you what's happening coming up next on Your Money Matters.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. Hot dividend stocks are cooling off as some sectors look pricey after this year's sharp run-up. Utility shares fell for a ninth straight day on Wednesday, marking their longest losing streak since 2002. Joining me now in the studio with the story is the Wall Street Journal's Ben Eisen. Ben, bring us up to speed on what's happening here with utilities and other dividend stocks.
Sure, Jennifer. It's been an interesting couple of weeks in dividend stocks. And when people think of dividend stocks these days, they're often thinking about utilities and telecommunications companies, some of these companies that aren't particularly interesting per se on their own. But for much of the first half of the year, they had a really big and pretty epic rise, some of the best performing because they pay out these dividends, basically. Annual or quarterly income on basically for holding the stock. And so they rose so much, and a lot of people, when they rose as much as they did, started calling them expensive, saying there's no way this could last. And well, it turns out that that's right. These dividend stocks, they fell 9 days in a row, or well, utility stocks specifically fell 9 days in a row during the 9 days through Wednesday. And that was the longest losing streak since 2002. And, you know, it marks a continuation of a decline that we saw in the third quarter. But, you know, it really seems to be that these companies are coming back down to earth.
And what are some examples of these so-called safe stocks that are really filling it right now?
Well, definitely utility stocks are some. And, you know, some of the ones that have been hit the hardest are names that you might not have heard of, like AES Corp or Exelon Corp. But, you know, also real estate stocks are other ones that people have really piled into for their dividends. You know, you're also seeing some of these high-yielding stocks in other sectors that aren't necessarily associated with that. Companies like Clorox were mentioned in the story we did, consumer products company. And, you know, there's a lot of them that, you know, if there was any dividend yield that looked to be higher than the broader market, people were piling into them. And those were the ones that have been getting hit the hardest.
Can you tell us a bit more about real estate and what's happening specifically there?
Sure. Well, real estate's actually an interesting sector. It was broken out from the financial sector of the S&P 500 just last month. And right out of the gate, these stocks have been kind of on a big decline, even as actually financial stocks, which are now a separate sector, have been rising. So you've seen really a pretty big leg down on these real estate stocks, and it's really kind of eaten into the gains that they've had year to date.
And maybe for some context, how does this compare overall with the S&P? Can we lay that out?
Yeah, sure. The S&P, during those 9 days that I during the first couple of days of the quarter, when real estate stocks were down something like 5% and utility stocks were down almost 4%, the S&P was down just 0.4%. So it hasn't exactly been rising, but it's been pretty muted losses compared to sort of what we're seeing in these dividend stocks.
And it seems like all eyes are on interest rates these days and kind of what's coming next from central banks. Can we talk about what kind of role this is playing?
Sure. It's true that investors are really kind of building up their expectations that interest rates will be lifted by the Fed in December. And, you know, you also have a lot of sort of swirling anxiety about whether other central banks around the world are committed to some of these ultra easy monetary policies that have, you know, pushed rates negative in places like Japan, or lots of bond buying programs. And really, that's a concern for dividend stocks because those policies themselves are in large part what kind of push people into these high dividend sectors. They've been looking for yield, and they've been finding it in dividend stocks. And the reason they're looking for yield is because it's nowhere to be found in the bond market when rates are as low as they are, mm-hmm. As set by the central banks, and you know, when central banks are buying as many bonds as they are. So, you know, if we think of this as really sort of an outgrowth of this ultra easy monetary environment, any sort of whiff that, you know, that could be about to end, or even that other central banks around the world are sort of starting to pull back on the policies that they are enacting, really could, you know, seems to have a big ability to kind of whipsaw these stocks and also, you know, markets generally.
And you say in the piece that declines in safe stocks, as well as in riskier things like precious metals, when taken together, it shows just how sensitive that markets are becoming to sentiment.
It's definitely true. I mean, you know, just over the last couple of days, you know, across markets, we've seen just a lot of reversals. And, you know, you see it in those precious metals, gold and silver. You see it in safe bonds like treasuries. You've seen it in these dividend type stocks as well as in currencies. And what's interesting about that is there really hasn't been that much news to spur the kind of sharp reversals that we've seen over the last couple of days.
Going to ask, what happened?
Yeah, I mean, you've had some reports that you know, just kind of questioning commitment, the European Central Bank's commitment to some of its bond buying programs. You have people building expectations for rate increases by the Fed in December. But, you know, all of that, none of that is all that surprising and on its own doesn't really, you know, provide all that much of an impetus for kind of a sharp reversal. But I think it does kind of illustrate the way markets have started to react to sort of just any sense of what's going to happen, you know, when central banks decide that they've had enough of sort of the policy route that they're on. And, you know, because we've sort of markets have been so boosted and you know, some would say lulled into complacency by all of the easy money policies that we've had, you know, as soon as they reverse, there's going to be a big effort to kind of get ahead of the trade and you know, sell whatever asset has been boosted by these same policies. And, you know, that's why you start to see some of these mini panics going on. And as soon as you see, you know, Federal Reserve officials or, you know, other central bank officials coming out and kind of reassuring investors, you see that big swift movement back in the other direction. But it's just interesting, you know, as we've gotten to this place that we're at, you know, many years after the financial crisis, still have all of these extraordinary policies in place. You know, there's a lot of anxiety about, you know, when that shift will happen for good.
So what are you watching now going forward into the weeks ahead?
I mean, the markets as a whole have been, you know, really moving kind of in tandem. One, and this is kind of unrelated to dividend stocks, but, you know, one thing that's been an interesting thing to watch in the markets has been foreign exchange rates or currencies. We've seen the dollar rise against a lot of its other currencies. The dollar's risen a bunch against the Japanese yen this week, which is actually a pretty sharp reverse from what's happened for most of the year when, you know, in Japan, all these negative interest rate policies were introduced, but yet the Japanese yen still strengthened, which is not what people were expecting to happen. And now that's starting to reverse. As you get the Federal Reserve preparing to possibly lift interest rates before the end of the year, you also have the British pound falling, and foreign exchange rates in and of themselves can be kind of abstract and you know, difficult to quantify how that affects investments. But, you know, it really, you know, when the dollar strengthens the way it does, you know, you get a lot of these precious metals falling. You get, you can get stocks being thrown for a bit of a loop. So it's definitely something to keep an eye on.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Ben Eisen. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jennifer.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.